This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. In a shocking announcement on Monday, Fox News and its most virulently white supremacist host, Tucker Carlson, parted ways. Carlson had enjoyed the popular platform for decades and had a solo slot since 2016. He was not permitted to bid his audience farewell. His firing by Fox came just days after the outlet settled a massive defamation lawsuit with Dominion Voting Systems to the tune of $787.5 million. My guest is Matt Gertz, senior fellow at Media Matters. He's followed Tucker Carlson's career for years, and he just wrote the story, Tucker Carlson's Departure is Great News for America and Terrible News for Fox. He's been one of our go-to guests on this issue. Welcome back, Matt.
Good to be back.
I imagine that you haven't stopped smiling since Monday. it was kind of a shock, even though. So first of all, let's rewind. There was a Dominion Voting Systems lawsuit that was basically about Fox spreading lies around the 2020 election. And it was expected to go to trial. Rupert Murdoch might have had to testify. And then all of a sudden, there was this settlement. And the whole thing came to an end. And then a few days later, we see Tucker Carlson being bid farewell to. Do you think, first of all, that the Dominion settlement and the Carlson firing are in any way related?
I think it's hard to say for sure. And we may never know. The reporting out of the reasons for Carlson's firing has been quite contradictory so far. There are some reports that the reason for it has to do with some of the comments that he had made privately about Fox's management that were revealed over the course of the Dominion lawsuit. I think that probably would have had to be comments that we are unaware of that were flagged by the various legal teams and that Fox's senior management would have become aware of, but that did not get released. There isn't anything in the publicly released communications that strike me as a reason for getting rid of their top host. There are also reports that it could be related to a second lawsuit, which is from a former Carlson producer who alleges that Carlson's show was a misogynistic and anti-Semitic workplace. That also could have played a role. There are reports that this might just be the Murdochs trying to reinstitute their hold on the network. Carlson was more of an independent player than others at Fox, to some extent less willing to sort of play ball. And so that might be what's happened here. At the end of the day, though, I mean, it's as I wrote in my piece, it's great news for America that someone whose bigoted worldview was spreading across the country to millions of people suddenly loses that megaphone and that platform.
So for those who maybe actively avoid Fox News and have just seen Tucker Carlson's name in the headlines, let's just do a very brief overview. And I want to just point out that Media Matters, your organization, is one of the preeminent organizations that has been documenting diligently Tucker Carlson's misdeeds for years, so they can find all of the gory detail there. But how do you, in a nutshell, explain not just that he was a conspiracist and a spreader of false information, but that he actively whipped up hate and white supremacy?
Tucker Carlson was a conveyor belt between the far-right fringes and the mainstream of the conservative movement and the Republican Party. He's someone who took conspiracy theories that festered in internet fever swamps, things like the white supremacist Great Replacement Theory, which was cited in a series of manifestos by bigoted mass shooters. He was also someone who promoted a wide range of lies about immigrants, about Black Lives Matter, as well as conspiracy theories about COVID-19 vaccines, about the January 6th insurrection. He's someone who was popularizing really extreme ideas and theories about what was going on in that in this country. And because he had such a prominent role at Fox News, he is someone who commanded attention from Republican leaders and thus helped move those ideas into what was considered acceptable within the GOP.
What did he do to make Fox News liable in the Dominion case? So let's go over what basically had happened in the 2020 election. The Republicans, well, Trump really, wanted very actively to insist that there was widespread voter fraud, and that was why the results showed that he lost. Did Tucker Carlson specifically help whip those up, or did he try to stay away from them?
Carlson's show was one of several that were mentioned in the Dominion lawsuit. In particular, a segment that he did in January of 2021 with Mike Lindell, the election denier and MyPillow aficionado. So that did include the falsehoods about Dominion that were at issue in that lawsuit. But I would say he was not the most prolific promoter of these sorts of lies. For that, I would point to Maria Bartiromo or Jeanine Pirro, who are both cited more frequently. What you would say about Carlson, though, is his internal communications, his text messages and emails to colleagues suggested that he knew very well that the statements being made about election fraud were lies, that he knew that Trump lawyer Sidney Powell was not telling the truth while he was nonetheless putting her on his show, and that he was actually someone who was harshly critical of Donald Trump behind closed doors. He's someone who publicly is quite supportive of the former president to this day, but in messages that he was sending after the election, he was saying that Donald Trump was someone that he hated passionately and who is a destroyer. So that I think posed some long-term risk to Fox down the road. Certainly, I think to the extent that its audience was learning about remarks like that, it would be to the network's detriment. But I'm not sure that what we saw in the Dominion lawsuit necessarily is enough to explain why they got rid of him at this
Right.
point.
The Dominion lawsuit did lay bare how Fox as a whole is, well, bad for democracy, I suppose, broadly speaking, you can put it. Would you agree with that? And are you disappointed that it didn't go to trial?
Well, I'm a little disappointed because I was in Wilmington covering the trial. And so, I was supposed to be there for the first 2 days of the trial and ended up being there for the entire thing because that's as long as it lasted. Rupert Murdoch was supposed to testify, so was Tucker Carlson, in fact. But yes, I think that the Dominion trial or the Dominion lawsuit ended up basically proving critics like Media Matters right about Fox News. We have said for years that Fox News is a propaganda outlet that doesn't respect the basic rules of journalism, that is uninterested in getting to the truth and only exists to create profits and power for its bosses. And that is the picture painted by Fox's own words in these Dominion filings. You see Rupert Murdoch basically saying, directing Suzanne Scott, the CEO of Fox News, to make sure that Republican candidates for the Senate get more airtime to help them win. You see Fox News hosts and executives cracking down on Fox News side employees who dared to fact check Donald Trump and to point out that his election claims were lies. And you see Fox News so terrified by the prospect of facing competition from other outlets like Newsmax that it really went over the top in support of these election fraud conspiracy theories. It was a real, I think, a vindication for Fox's critics and for what we have been saying for quite some time.
What do you think is next for Tucker Carlson? He on Friday did his show as usual. We'll never know whether he had any inkling that he was going to be let go. The news drops before he can address his audience on Monday, you know, which is a sort of unceremonious firing, if you will. If it had been a mutually agreed upon parting, Carlson would have had a chance to tell his audience where they can catch him and where, you know, what's next for him. He might have had a chance to get his ducks in a row. From what we can tell, he might have been somewhat blindsided, but there is this landscape of rabidly right-wing media out there that I imagine he's going to hook into.
Yeah, I think this was an unceremonious and sudden firing. I don't think he saw it coming. My understanding from the reporting around this is that he found out on Monday morning, minutes before the news was made public, and in fact, even his own staff found out about it from Twitter.
Wow.
But, you know, if there's one thing you can say about Tucker Carlson, it's that he has a lot of experience getting fired. He's previously had shows on CNN, on MSNBC, on PBS, and he has needed to find new jobs after all of those. And so this is another, I guess, opportunity for him to test the waters and see what's out there. There have been already, you know, some of Fox's competitors offering him gigs publicly. You see Newsmax doing that, the Glenn Beck outlet, The Blaze as well. I think what's probably most likely is that he puts out a shingle for himself. I could imagine him, you know, doing a show for the YouTube right-wing analog Rumble, something like that, something where he doesn't have anyone in a position to tell him what to do or what not to do. I think that's more likely than him trying to settle for one of the existing smaller right-wing outlets.
I imagine, though, none of the places that he ends up will have as wide a reach as Fox. And put Fox into perspective within the right-wing media landscape, and I won't say news media landscape because generally it's not news, so media landscape. It is, you know, at one point it was the most popular among conservatives. Is that still the case, even, you know, given the streaming landscape?
Yeah, Fox is without question the most powerful outlet in the right-wing infotainment infrastructure. They have the most money, they have the most viewers by far, but this is a significantly more competitive environment than it was 10 years ago or 5 years ago. You see you know, competition not only from other cable news outlets like Newsmax, but from online-only outlets like The Daily Wire and The Blaze, and from Rumble and other streaming services. So, I mean, there are opportunities here for Fox's rivals to try to steal some of its market share using this Carlson news to their advantage, and we're seeing that already. There are, you know, throughout the right-wing media right now, the knives are out for Fox News. The claim is that they are going woke with this Tucker Carlson move. You know, they're really eager to try to make the case to Fox's viewers that they should be turning off Fox and turning on their own networks.
How important was the Dominion lawsuit, which, I'm wondering if that is the bigger takeaway or the news that really may have a bigger impact on the ability of an outlet like Fox to spread misinformation. I mean, Fox has basically been spewing garbage for so long, fueling so much hate and racism and misinformation and conspiracy theories in such a mainstream way. And they have not been challenged as often and as successfully, it seems, as the Dominion lawsuit challenged it. And that became what the largest settlement in media legal history.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, it's not only larger than the largest settlement, it's 4.5 times larger than the largest previous settlement. Just
Wow.
a, you know, $787 million is a huge sum of money. It's about half of Fox's corporate profits for last year. And so it does put the network in a difficult position. I mean, you would prefer not to have to pay nearly $750 million if you could possibly afford, make that happen. They felt that they had to settle and make this huge payout. And there are substantial knock-on effects from that. Some of the settlement will probably be paid by insurance companies, but Fox's premiums will skyrocket after that if they can be insured at all. You will see shareholder actions and lawsuits over the filing because that will argue that Fox's board breached its fiduciary duties by allowing these election lies to happen. And you will see Fox have trouble boosting its fees from cable carriers as it hopes to accomplish over the course of this year. They have big negotiations coming up with Comcast and several other major cable providers. They were hoping to reach unheard of margins by doing that, by doing those renegotiations, and they will have, I think, a much more difficult uphill battle trying to squeeze out that money now.
I wonder if Fox will end up being able to write off as a loss and the cost of doing business the payout to Dominion, because after all, it's a corporate entity, profit-making entity. Regardless, it certainly doesn't bode well for the future of this network. And I'm wondering whether you also think that other Fox hosts are in danger because, as you pointed out, Maria Bartiromo and Jeanine Pirro were spewing even bigger, misinformation and lies around Dominion specifically than Tucker Carlson. And whether or not the Carlson firing and Dominion's lawsuit were related, there are plenty of other liabilities, if you will, for Fox on the air. So, do you have any sense of whether Carlson might be the first of several to go?
I think, again, without really knowing why Carlson was pushed out, it's hard to decide if this is the first of a series of dominoes or if it's sort of an isolated incident. Certainly, Fox has ongoing liability with regard to the Smartmatic lawsuit, which is another election technology company that was similarly smeared by the network's hosts and has filed a lawsuit for, I believe it's $2.7 billion. And there are other lawsuits out there as well. So this isn't going away. Fox is continuing to pay the price for its decision to air irresponsible content about the 2020 election in order to bolster Trump's election fraud claims. This is really only the beginning.
Matt, give out a website for Media Matters, where people can delve into all of the Tucker Carlson background and all of the other documentation on Fox News that you and your colleagues write.
You can find our work at mediamatters.org, and I'm at Matt Gertz at most major social media platforms.
And we'll post links to those from our website. Matt, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
My guest has been Matt Gertz, senior fellow at Media Matters. He just wrote the story, Tucker Carlson's Departure is Great News for America and Terrible News for Fox. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can access this and other interviews on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, by becoming a subscriber. Find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.